Leads. The deal pipeline feature in the Space CRM Design System, read aloud. First, what this is. Leads is one pipeline with two ways to work it. The screen flips between a Kanban board and a full data table in place. Same header, same filters, same deals. So working a lead and scanning the whole book are one surface, not two features. The board is the work view. Untouched leads first. Effort stats on top. An honest heat signal on every card. The table is the scan view. Every deal a row, every field a column, sorted globally from one menu. One two-state chip owns the flip. The feature is marked in design. The twin runs ahead of the app. Now, the design decisions. Start with the score, which carries the most. The metric is called the lead score, never the deal score. The tier vocabulary is exactly four words: hot, warm, cool, cold. Directional labels like cooling or rising were rejected. Direction shows in the shape of the 7-day grid, never in a word. The tiers are population dials, rank buckets derived by the service and retuned at every retrain, so thresholds must never be hard-coded on the client. The biggest scoring decision is how probability becomes pixels. Raw probability must never map linearly to opacity. The calibrated median chance of closing is under 1%, so a linear mapping would render almost everything invisible. And even a rare 30% lead would read cold. Instead, each tier gets a fixed opacity band. Hot runs 90 to 100%, warm 65 to 85, cool 40 to 60, cold 20 to 35. The bands deliberately do not overlap, so a hot day can never render dimmer than a warm day, and the latter survives grayscale and colorblindness. A day with no score is a solid gray square. Absence is a different channel, never the tier color at low opacity. The score tooltip was redesigned, replacing a gradient line chart that never felt native. No gradients, no uncontained charts. It leads with the chance of closing as a plain number, then the percentile and tier word, then a contained bar chart of the last 30 days. Bar height reuses the same tier band table as the square opacity. One mapping, two channels. Under that, up to three reason rows from the model's own per deal reasons. Every number lives in the tooltip. The card shows none. The second theme is effort. After a call with a general sales manager, the funnel bar was killed. The board measures effort, not pipeline shape. That produced the untouched concept. A lead is untouched when the customer and deal were created and zero outbound messages have gone out since. It clears on the first outbound touch. Untouched cards get a light red wash. They sort first, and a quick filter chip carries the live count. The stat thresholds are calibrated against 60 days of real first touch data at three live stores. Untouched turns red the moment it is above zero. Average first touch is neutral under 15 minutes, orange from 15 to 60, red past an hour. Each stat label carries an info icon. Hover defines it, click pins it, and it goes nowhere. On lead sources, one source per deal, and the source is the intent, credit application, trade inform. The icon carries the family, the text carries the brand, a megaphone with Facebook, a storefront with car gurus. Imports no longer render as a bare icon. They read quietly as DMS import. Two conventions govern the board. The card is one recipe. Screens instance it, never re-implement it. And hover hidden buttons are dead. Collapsing a column happens in place. It shrinks to a slim, full-height rail where it lives, so no affordance teleports to the board edge. And the tab rename from desk to leads is design ahead. Then, the table rulings. Board and table are one screen flipped in place, one two-state chip, no separate route, and only the content swaps. The default is the incumbent view, board for leads, list for contacts, until the table is validated. That supersedes an earlier note, making table the default. Sort is global and menu-driven, never a header click. One menu of five options: manual order by default, then lead score, customer name, most stale, and vehicle. An honesty rule governs the caret. A quiet, non-interactive caret marks the one sorted column, and defaults that are not real sorts show none at all. Hover and click are per cell, not per row. Empty cells and the stage dropdown are excluded, and version 1 destinations are read and open. Stage is the single documented exception to the rule that we color the value and never the cell. A 14% tint of the status color across the whole cell. Its dark mode base is unresolved. Finally, the table's bottom bar and card frame were killed. It fills edge to edge and sort moved up into the control band. One item stays open. Mobile lost its lead count, and nobody has decided whether to rehome it or drop it. Now the anatomy. A constant header band runs across the top, the title with an add button. Quick filters for all, mine, unassigned, and untouched with its count, and the view toggle. Below it on the board sits the strip of four effort stats, a 2x2 grid on the phone. The board has five status columns, fresh, working, finance, close, and lost, each with a tinted header, account, and per column sort and hide. On mobile, sort survives, but hide does not, nothing sits side by side to collapse. Each card shows the name and time ago on the left, the score grid and tier word top right, then a status dropdown, the vehicle of interest, the lead source, label chips, and a footer with the assignee cluster and quick actions. A compact chip swaps the board to short cards. On the phone, it is a scroll snap pager, one column per swipe, neighboring columns peeking at each edge. The table is 11 columns in fixed order. Name, pinned left, then stage, score, last activity, assigned, vehicle, price, source, labels, email, and phone. Triage front-loaded, contact detail last. Every cell reuses an existing component. The header sticks to the top, name sticks to the left, and the table is the two-axis scroll surface. Mobile is identical, edge to edge, with name narrowed and controls reduced to icons. On to what engineering still needs to build. The canonical part first. A table row is a deal item from the deal search endpoint, post-deal search, which today supports pagination and filters only. The shipped board fans out one request per status, 25 per column. The table needs one flat query across statuses. Stage maps one-to-one onto deal processing status, fresh, desking, financing, closed, archived. Financing serializes as appointment, legacy, bidirectional, never to be fixed. One open label conflict. The table says new, where the board lane says fresh. Pick one. Score comes from deal score, close probability, a back-end derived tier, and the trend, and the column must respect the is lead score on gate, which requires both the DAC package and the generate lead score enabled setting. When it is off, hide the column or show a dash. A null score is a dash. Deal score tiers are already a server filter. Last activity is the updated at time ago, heat colored only while the row has changes. When last seen at is earlier than updated at. 5 minutes or less green, 29 or less orange, otherwise red, and gray once seen. The twin renders those table cells neutral today, that is a scoping bug. Labels are ID lists resolved against the dealership taxonomy. Assigned combines the deal's dealer with the subscriber IDs, though the iChip presentation is new. And opt-out flags ride on the row payload, they must gate any communication action. Then the new work. The one tagged backend item is server-side ordering on the deal search endpoint. There is no sort parameter today. Until it lands, table sort is client-side within the loaded page, and manual order, the server's position order, maintained by the move endpoint, is the only free sort. By contrast, Contacts already gets real server sort through its customer search request. The sticky name column is new. The app pins no column anywhere today, though two-axis scrolling is code-confirmed on every idiom. Untouched has zero code backing and needs a new backend flag or filter. Touchpoints and average first touch map roughly onto stats already on the sales dashboard endpoint, but the untouched count needs its own aggregate. Compact multi-select with a batch bar, per cell click destinations, and group by rows have no precedent in the app. Deferred to phase two, extra columns like customer status, next appointment, unread, and deals count, none of them on the deal payload, plus column resizing and persisted widths. Now, deals without a vehicle. A deal doesn't always start with a vehicle. Credit applications and trade-in submissions routinely arrive before the shopper has picked anything out, and that person is a lead worth working the moment they raise their hand. So a submission with no vehicle still opens a deal, an empty deal, somewhere for the credit app or trade-in to live, and a card on the board straight away. The empty deal is a placeholder that fills itself in. The first vehicle that customer interacts with attaches to it, rather than spawning a second deal. And a customer holds at most one empty deal at a time. The placeholder becomes an ordinary deal as soon as a vehicle enters the picture, and nobody accumulates a drawer of vehicle-less duplicates. On the board and in the table, an empty deal renders like any other deal, with an explicit no vehicle yet state, where the vehicle would be. That state has to read as deliberate, and stay clearly distinct from a deal whose vehicle reference is broken or stale. Those are two different problems, and they must never look alike. The vehicle-less card and cell states are not yet drawn in the twin. Three questions are still open here. What counts as interacting with a vehicle? Does browsing a vehicle page or favoriting count? Or only a submission that names a vehicle? Does an empty deal expire or auto-archive if the customer never engages a vehicle? And does it count toward board totals? And can an empty deal enter desking, or is a vehicle required first? One more thing engineers should know. Deals require a vehicle today, so a credit application or trade-in submitted without one creates no deal at all. And that customer never reaches the leads board. Roughly 4 in 10 recent credit app submitters. Supporting empty deals means the board gains a population it has never shown. And the one empty deal per customer limit has to be enforced in the database, rather than an application code. Because the equivalent per vehicle rule lives in code today, and leaks duplicates. To close, Leads is fully designed and internally consistent. The card, the score, the board chrome, and both table screens exist as live interactive pieces on desktop and mobile. Every ruling written down and reasoned. It is engineer-ready. What stands between it and a shipped feature is short and concrete. One back-end sort parameter, one flat deal query across statuses, an untouched aggregate, and a few interaction decisions. Sell click destinations, the compact column set, and the fresh versus new label. Until the table is validated, the board stays the default everywhere.